Guys, I'm really excited to tell you again about our next sponsor because I myself just got my box from 4hymns.com, and Hymns is the solution that I've personally been looking for, okay? 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and it's not a problem that we have to continue to deal with, okay? Baldness can be optional, all right? It's not snake oil. It's no fake, you know, crap that you're going to get. You're going to get connected with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss, and they also can treat other things that men deal with. So check it out, 4hymns.com/ESF. That's 4hymns, forhims.com/ESF. You're going to get a free trial month for just $5 right now. I actually just started and I'm in love with it. So check them out, 4hymns.com/ESF.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
Welcome to Eat Sleep Fantasy, everybody. This is Steve Specfortelli from ESF's DFS and Dynasty. We are filling in today to bring you guys some DFS content here on Eat Sleep Fantasy's feed. You know, we're going into week 11 here. You know, we put lineups together every single week, and we talk about them on our Sunday morning show live at 10 a.m. You can always find that on YouTube. We tweet that link out, and then we follow it up with the release of the episode. So you have it a couple hours before kickoff on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So always be sure to check that out. You can always go to eatsleepfantasy.com and check out the amazing content that all the writers put out for everybody to utilize. And as always, the OG pod. Those guys are always out there, Dale, Christian, or Armando, putting out amazing content. You know, and you can always follow us. As well, myself, Austin, and John Chapman. You can find myself on Twitter at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can find John at JL_Chapman. Austin at AUSTN37. No I in Austin. So again, go and check all that stuff out, man. You know, even go when you go to eatsleepfantasy.com. Don't forget to subscribe. We sell weekly DFS lineups. It's $40 for the year. You have access to all of our lineups. And along with that, you're going to get the ESF bronze package. And then if you don't feel like doing that, as always, and you just want to check it out, you know, even before you buy the annual, $5 a week. And again, we put together lineups for FanDuel and DraftKings. So, you know, we've been making some good money this year. You know, these lineups that we put out there, we're investing in, we're using the same exact lineup. So, you know, we put the time and effort into them to assure that we're going to win some money, and you guys can take that and win some money yourself. So again, you can find our podcast on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You know, subscribe to all those, subscribe to our YouTube page too. So you can make sure that you get alerts when we go live on Sunday mornings to get all your latest DFS content. So until then, good luck to everybody here in week 11. Hope you win some money and hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, I just hit that. We are going live right now. Starting broadcast.
Welcome, chill and grab a seat. It's another episode, DFS and Dynasty. You know who the baddest be. We talking about that fantasy football. Oh boy, going in beast mode. Cheat sheets, cheat code. Team QB, different level, won't believe how we do it. Sleeper league, kicking with your boy Steve. Yeah, we Austin, awesome. I'm a man, John. We on play, now we dope. Best fantasy football podcast on the globe. Get them both, rock and roll, DFS and Dynasty, homie, here we go.
Welcome back to another episode of DFS and Dynasty. We are here to answer all of your Week 11 questions, whether that is just fantasy football or DFS. We're going to make some money today. And with me is the, I don't know, I don't have a very clever intro for you today. I'm just going to call you an asshole and say, Steve, how are you, man?
You know, that's pretty valid. You know, I've been called worse by better, so I'm okay with that. But all is well on my end, man.
Setting the bar low.
Well, you know, it's got to start somewhere, right? But I'm doing good.
There you
it's
go.
Sunday. It's fucking football. Week 11. Man, how you holding up over there?
I'm excited. I'll tell you this. Yeah, obviously, the Niners are on a bye, which totally lowers any kind of anxiety that I may or may not have. You know, we don't have to have put up with a terrible defense and blowing a fourth quarter lead and all those things. I just get to sit back and be a fantasy football fan today and just a football fan and just enjoy life. So pretty excited, man. And we've got a lot coming to you. We're going to go through some news and notes. Lots of stuff going on in the NFL. Usually around this time, the teams that are kind of outside of the playoff tier, they are going to start making personnel decisions and changes, which we've already seen with the Browns. And so we'll talk through some of that stuff. We'll go through a little bit of weather. We'll go through some value plays for FanDuel. And, man, questions as always. So if you guys have questions, just type them in on the side there. Steve is going to be monitoring that, and we will be getting your questions answered. So without further ado, Austin, our weather lady, is not here today. But just like Austin taking a little bit of time off, the weather has as well. We have no games that are going to be negatively impacted by weather, which is a great thing. We don't really need to adjust anything as far as that goes. So without further ado, let's jump in to news and notes. And probably one of the biggest, most frustrating plays of the week is Sammy Watkins in the game of all games on Monday night. It comes out that he is questionable, and it's sounding like he's probably not going to play. So, Steve, let's focus on just regular fantasy football. What are you doing with Sammy Watkins this week? How are you handling this situation?
I'm going to look for other options all across the board because he missed the last two practices of the week. So when you're in a situation like that, you're trending in the wrong direction to begin with, and it is, you know, Monday night. So I would just find other alternatives right now. Now, from a DFS standpoint, you know, if that's something, if you're looking for a cheap play, Chris Conley could be a guy that you definitely want to play with Watson being out if you're playing the Sunday, Monday, or even Thursday through Monday. It all depends on what you want to do. But again, across the board, I'm staying away from Sammy Watkins this week.
Yeah, and I'll say this. In my big money league, I am playing against a guy that's going to be close, and we're both kind of on the bubble for playoff spots. And he has Sammy Watkins in his starting lineup right now. So I went over to the waiver wire and picked up good old Chris Conley. And I'm hoping, you know, he doesn't go, and I'll keep Conley on my bench. But I'm just trying to stop him from getting him. And again, single lineups, which I absolutely love. If you are on FanDuel or DraftKings, the single lineup plays are great for qualifiers. I love playing the one-on-ones, and I love qualifying for bigger tournaments. It seems like a very, very cheap way to extend your money and kind of maximize your tournament potential for future weeks. So that is going to be a huge play, Conley, if Sammy Watkins is not a full goal. And even if he is, I don't think he's going to be able to get all the snaps.
No, if anything, I could see him just being a decoy out there. I mean, Conley yeah, actually might be big if you're into playing single-game lineups on Monday night. You know, him, potentially DeAnthony Thomas, potentially backup tight end Demetrius Harris. Like, those are the guys that kind of tend to get involved when they're short one of their pass threats. So just all names there to look at if you're going to be playing single lineups on Monday night.
Yep. Staying with that, the Tennessee Titans, they came out of the bye week swinging. Mm-hmm. And we've got some injuries. Taywan Taylor is going to be out. Tajay Sharp, he's questionable. I don't think he's going to play. Corey Davis, holy freaking cow. Back-to-back weeks with 10 targets. Dude, tell me you are in love with Corey Davis because I love this guy.
Yeah, and I like what's been going on. And I think what everybody really needs to look at is the fact that, you know, Corey Davis has been playing with a quarterback in Marcus Mariota that's had no feeling in his hand whatsoever, and or Blaine Gabbert. Now, Mariota...
Those are compatible with each other.
Right. I would take Mariota with no feeling in his hand over Blaine Gabbert. So, but, you know, Mariota, he actually looks healthy, and he's looked really good himself the last 2 weeks. He's a guy that I'm actually targeting in some tournament lineups. But Corey Davis, man, if he can continue to go, and realistically, the amount of wide receivers that they're already out, already ruled out, or probably will be out this week as well, you know, that just bumps his value up for me. And not only that, you can look at a guy like Jonnu Smith, too, who's even had two touchdowns last week. So those are just two names to look at in Tennessee. And, you know, if you're looking at tournament lineups, I wouldn't hesitate to doing at least one with Marcus Mariota in this matchup against the Colts.
Yeah, and, you know, you put down in the notes that safety Malik Hooker and their starting corner DJ Killings are already out, so they're going to be shorthanded, and it's not a great secondary anyway, but you take away Malik Hooker,
that's
who
big.
Knows? Somebody could take it something off the top because he's one of the better free safeties in the game as far as range goes. So, man, I'm telling you, it was funny on 4 for 4. His price for FanDuel is $6,200, Corey Davis, and I was looking through their projected ownership rankings, and he is the number one projected ownership wide receiver by 4 for 4. So, definitely going to be a popular play, but he's so cheap. If you are wanting to overpay for running backs, which we recommend, it's a good play. It's a good play. So, moving on. Man, the Packers, which they lost to the Seahawks on Thursday night. That was a fun game. Jimmy Graham broke his thumb slash hand. He's going to be out for like a month. Mike McCarthy's probably going to be fired. Man, if they lose another one, could be during the season, but he's going to be gone too. So lots of turmoil there. It seems like Aaron Jones is going to be the guy from now on there. He got 44 out of 49 snaps. And Jamal Williams got 4.
Aaron Jones should be the guy there. He really should be. You know, makes me wonder how much JJ was crying in the stands that night and how his liver was doing the next day after taking that trip out there to watch that game. But, you know, I don't know about you, man. What was weird about that is kind of very uncharacteristic. Dude, Green Bay was taking a lot of five-step drops and just going deep, and Rodgers was heavily looking at Davante Adams. It was, I don't know, it was very frustrating. I mean, they got the game going on the ground. I thought for sure if they could do that, that they would come out ahead. But in the past game, dude, they were just doing something that I haven't seen all year. So, I don't know, that game was weird, but a good game.
It seems like that offense is just three players. It is Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams. Yeah, I mean, most people don't understand. Davante Adams, he's leading the entire NFL in targets right now, and that's going to continue. So moving on for games this week, Keenan Allen is good to go. I like Keenan Allen a lot this week. You know, he gets Denver, a 7,600, but this is what Keenan Allen does. He starts off slow, and as the season continues, this is when the streak started last year, where he had, what was it, 4 straight games with 100 yards and a touchdown, which was like one of the records. So I do have a few lineups with him. I understand he's not the cheapest play, but it's time. It's Keenan Allen time. Do you have him in any of your lineups, Steve?
I do, mainly in DraftKings is where I'm utilizing him because of that PPR value. And, you know, just his touchdowns have been killing me, man. That's why I've been veering away from him in FanDuel. I mean, he only has, what, 2 on the year, I believe. But I'm definitely playing him this week. There's no question about that.
Yeah. And Marvin Jones is out. They traded away their best receiver at Golden Tate, and now they're kind of shorthanded. There's 2 great value plays in this game for the Detroit. It's at Detroit, Carolina at Detroit. TJ Jones or Theo Riddick. Walk me through what we can do with these guys. TJ Jones is only 4,800, which is crazy, crazy cheap, and Theo Riddick's 5,100 on FanDuel. Which one do you like more and why?
Possibly Theo Riddick. What I'm kind of up in the air about with this game is they brought in Bruce Ellington, and they have that rookie Powell. So Powell got some snaps last week. I'm not sure what's going to go on with Bruce Ellington. I really haven't seen anything come out as of yet. But with Jones being out, Marvin Jones being out, I can see TJ Jones moving to the outside, and Theo Riddick could see some snaps probably out of the slot. Because even the last couple weeks since they've traded Golden Tate, they've ran a lot of sets that have had Kerryon Johnson and Theo Riddick on the field, to where Theo was either flanked to the outside or he was in the slot. He was kind of playing that Golden Tate role. So, you know, and TJ Jones has been a part of that as well. But with Marvin Jones being out, TJ Jones being the bigger receiver, I could see him moving to the outside. I think Theo Riddick's kind of a sneaky play this week. I'm not sure. I don't want to see him getting a touch, or I want to see him getting a touchdown, because I do have him in a DraftKings lineup. But if I'm going to take a shot on any of those guys, it's going to be Riddick.
Yeah, I like it. TJ Jones, man, I think that he could be one of those guys that gets the ball, you know, four targets for three catches for, you know, 40 yards and a possible touchdown. And so you're hoping for that touchdown there. It's one of those plays that I don't usually like to make, but I've got it in one tournament lineup, and we'll see what happens.
The thing about that situation is JBC – that offense is built for yards after the catch. So they'll take their deep shots, and that's why I think Riddick's going to be the better play. He's going to be that one that could catch some bubble screens or some quick slants over the middle and just yards after catch from that point.
All right. Let's stay with that game. Darius Slay is back. And, man, Cam Newton, he is the second most expensive quarterback. He is $8,600 on FanDuel. And I love Cam this week. Obviously, that Detroit defense is just awful under Matt Patricia. But what one thing that scares me is I don't feel comfortable starting any wide receivers in this offense. I love Greg Olsen. I love Christian McCaffrey. I love Cam Newton, obviously, but I want to stay away from people like Funchess and DJ Moore. Walk me through just a little bit on this offense, who you're high on, and who we have to get into our lineups at some point. Because this game, you've got to have somebody, right? Because Detroit's just so bad.
Well, Cam Newton lit up Detroit last year. Now, I'm staying away from Funchess just because he's the bigger-bodied receiver, and that's going to be the guy that Slay's on. I do love Christian McCaffrey. I do love Greg Olsen. However, in tournament play, I'm taking some chances on DJ Moore. I mean, he could take, with his type of ability, as far as, you know, if they want to take a shot down the field, you know, with the type of reverses that they can run that they have done throughout the year between him and even Curtis Samuel. I'm staying away from Curtis Samuel, but, you know, he has playmaking ability, and this defense is clearly, clearly weak. So in some tournament lineups, I'm going to take a chance on DJ Moore.
All right. I like it. Now, talking about taking a chance, Joe Flacco is out. They just released news that he will not need surgery, so this could be a relatively short vacation for him or time off. But Lamar Jackson is going to start. They have come out and said that RG3 will be getting some snaps. But this is a great matchup versus the Cincinnati defense that has given up back-to-back 500-yard games and has fired their defensive coordinator. Marvin Lewis seems to be calling the defense, and it seems like Hugh Jackson, who has already been picked up by Marvin Lewis, might be calling the defense here in a week or two already. There's got to be some ceiling here with Lamar Jackson as far as rushing potential, big play ability. Walk me through what you want to do with this offense for Baltimore.
Personally, I've kind of stayed away from it just because there's the uncertainty going into today. You know, basically it was announced either last night or this morning, I don't remember, that Lamar Jackson was expected to be the starter. However, RG3 is going to be there, and I know that they have practiced some sets throughout the year to where both quarterbacks are on the field. So who knows what's going to happen? You know, is this going to be a wildcat game? Are they going to heavily rely on Lamar Jackson's legs, RG3's legs at the quarterback position, utilizing the young tight ends that they have there? You know, Willie Snead has been pretty consistent all year. John Brown, you know, he's been hit and miss. You know, same thing with Crabtree. I can't see these quarterbacks, you know, really utilizing that wide receiver core. If anything, I think this is going to be more them running, Alex Collins running, the tight ends getting involved. I just don't see much coming from this. And literally, I've stayed away from this whole entire team just because there's just too many things in the air with these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, one play that I do kind of like here is Alex Collins. One, you know, Cincinnati, they give up the most points to the running back position. And then the additional threat of a running quarterback changes the pursuit angles of linebackers, and usually that benefits the running back. So I do not mind Alex Collins here. I know that he has been basically awful almost all year. Volume, outside of volume, he's not doing great, but this could be a game where he could pop. So one of those plays that I really
like.
The other thing
that I'm kind of uncertain of too is, you know, Cincinnati has had that change at defensive coordinator. So, I mean, anything's possible there too, right? Usually when something new comes in, there's not a lot of film on it on either side of the ball when you change coordinators right there, right? So, you know, Baltimore might not even be 100% sure exactly at what they're going to be looking at, and they're going to be facing their challenges with the quarterback situation that they have.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, kind of a fun game to watch because – one, A.J. Green, he's probably not going to play. So you should move forward with the idea A.J. Green's going to be out. He said that he is going to test out his injured toe during warmups. But again, just the fact that he has to test it out, that lets you know he's not going to be 100% even if he does play. But it's going to be an interesting game. That Baltimore defense is for real. Now, what I want to do now, Steve, is let's jump over to some of these games that you want to target. And we will build up to the big game, obviously. But some games today, man. Let's go pick one game that you want to talk about. Let's go over kind of the Vegas odds, where that's at, and the players that are going to be making us some money.
Well, the one game that I really, really like outside of Kansas City and the Rams is the Eagles and the Saints. I mean, there's a lot of firepower in this game as well. And if you're not one that's going to be playing Monday night lineups, this is a game that you want to target big time. I mean, you look at the names like Breeze, Kamara, Thomas, Wentz, Ertz, Elshon. You know, you have other guys that could do some damage for you in tournaments like Ingram and Traquan Smith, Ben Watson, even Dallas Goedert, Josh Adams, Nelson Agholor. I mean, there's a lot of guys there that do have involvements with these offenses. And the biggest reason why I mention Josh Adams, because that backfield in Philadelphia has just been an absolute mess all year. However, after the last 2 weeks, the minimal touches that he's had, he's done some damage and he's looked pretty good. And Doug Peterson's come out and said that they want to get him more involved moving forward. So this is going to kind of be his moment. Now, you know, the Saints have been fairly good against the run, but I think their numbers don't clearly represent what their run defense is like, because a lot of teams target that secondary and they throw the ball a lot against them. And that's something that Philadelphia can do. This is a game that Wentz could, you know, have a really good game. And if he does so, that'll open things up for Josh Adams.
Yeah, and Vegas is saying this is going to be a high-scoring affair. 56 points. It is the highest outside of the Monday night game. And two players that I just think the price is wrong on FanDuel is Michael Thomas. That guy, he's just so safe. Mm-hmm. He is so safe. He has 5 touchdown catches inside the 10-yard line. He catches everything. The Saints, they love to run it, but they also like passing it on the inside. Absolutely love that guy. And then Zach Ertz. I don't usually like paying up for tight end. This week, I got Zach Ertz in about half my lineups. He's got about 15 targets on top of the next tight end as far as target leaders. That guy, those two plays this week I love, Michael Thomas and Zach Ertz. So let's jump to one other game that we want to focus on, and then we'll talk Monday Night Football. Let's do one more Sunday game.
Let's look at Tennessee-Indianapolis. That game, Vegas has got a 50.5. You know, obviously you're going to be looking at Andrew Luck, the way that he's been playing all year. And to be honest with you, man, he's done a lot with not a lot. You know, he's actually been pretty impressive this year. You know, Eric Ebron's been huge for him. But Jack Doyle's back. You know, we've talked about Corey Davis. You know, I mentioned Deion Lewis only because of his pass catching abilities. You know, we've talked before about Indianapolis with Darius Leonard, and, you know, that run defense is a little bit stronger with him. But Deion Lewis has other abilities that, you know, still make him a valuable play. And then, again, we've already talked about Mariota and Jonnu Smith, but, you know, in tournaments, you can still look at the possibilities of Marlon Mack. Eric Ebron's been a touchdown machine. T.Y. Hilton, I'm looking at for tournaments only. I'm not 100% safe on him with cash. He's been fairly consistent when he's on the field, but he's had games that he's missed because of injury, and then he's back, and then he's hurt. So it's kind of hard to tell what his involvement's going to be, even though he's the number one wide receiver there.
Yeah, it's interesting because Andrew Luck is playing just exceptional. And so any piece that you can get of him that's going to be predictable, the volume's there. Andrew Luck's already thrown the ball 371 times, which would put him second in the NFL for all the QBs that have only played 9 games. The volume's there. So Hilton against, you know, this defense, it's a possibility to bust a big one. So I'm pretty excited about this. But the game that just kind of tickles my feet a little bit, I was going to say tickles a different body part. But anyway, let's talk some Monday Night Football,
real quick,
man.
Before Kansas we get into City. That, though, John, we got a couple questions that we should probably field here. So,
all right. I got so excited.
So, I mean, going into Kansas City, Rick, you know, he had, you know, in our conversation earlier about Conley, he said Chris Conley had burned him last week. And his name for Sammy Watkins is kind of interesting. I'm not going to mention it here while we're live. But but from Luis Fernandez, he's asking for DFS lineups, Kenny Galladay or Amari Cooper. Where do you stand on that? Because I know where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Galladay, 100%. Mm-hmm. One, just because Marvin Jones is out, we've seen that Matthew Stafford will pick a target and go back to that repeatedly. Galladay has been off and on, but he hit last week, and I think that he's going to hit again this week. It's just a better matchup. Amari Cooper disappears at a lot of games. He's just gone. And he could have a great game, but that Dallas offense is a mess. And so as far as safe goes, like the higher floor, I think is Kenny Galladay, and the higher ceiling, I think is also Kenny Galladay. So I'm going Galladay 100%.
Yeah, I'm going Galladay as well. And then we got two more here from Austin, not our Austin. But so the first question is Buck Allen or TJ Yeldon this week for you?
Oh, yep. Buck Allen. Again, we talked about this matchup. You know, Cincinnati has given up the 32nd amount, allows the most points to the running back position. And I do think Alex Collins is going to be the guy there, but I still think that the volume's is going to be there for Buck Allen. I love that play again. We talked about a mobile quarterback. It changes everything from a defensive scheme whenever you're stopping the run, because you have to have a guy that accounts for Lamar Jackson at all time. It basically takes a man out of the box every single play for the running back. So Buck Allen, yeah, big personally. Time there. TJ Yeldon, I get TJ Yeldon, but you got to understand, they're healthy now, or at least Fournette is. So you kind of got to – I'm pumping the brakes there a little bit on TJ
Yeldon. To your point, too, about the mobile quarterback, Buck Allen fits that mold better than Alex Collins does. So I would definitely play him as well. And then his other question, he has Godwin, Gabriel, or Traquan Smith. Me personally, just because of the matchup, your safest play might be Godwin here. I think your boomer bust is going to be Traquan. Taylor Gabriel, I kind of want to stay away from him against Minnesota.
Yeah, this is a rough one because Godwin, you know, he's questionable. He's probably going to play. They came out and said that he is probably going to be okay. But, man, Taylor Gabriel is probably the safest option of these three. If you are needing just a huge, gigantic week, it's going to be Godwin. Hopefully that answers your question. If you just want safe, go Gabriel. If the injury and all that stuff, but if you're looking for ceiling, I would probably go Godwin. There. All right. Well, I'm going to move on and talk about some Monday Night Football, and hopefully he will return with us shortly. Monday Night Football, man, this is the game of the freaking year. We've been talking about this for a long time. Kansas City at the Los Angeles Rams. This is going to be incredible. Vegas, everybody is just saying this is going to be one of the highest scoring games of the year. The over-under is set at 63.5, which basically means it's going to be a 33-30 game. And I think that it could actually do more than that. It's going to be a blast, and one of my favorite things that I did this week is I did some Thursday through Monday lineups. Well, we're past that. We talked about that earlier in the week, but if you haven't done that, do Sunday through Monday lineups on FanDuel or DraftKings and load up on this game. The two games that I loaded up on most are the Kansas City Rams game and then the Philadelphia New Orleans games because, again, none of those teams really like to play defense, and there's just a lot of points on the board. Players to use, you know, in cash lineups, you can use everybody. You can use everybody. In tournaments, you can use everybody. Obviously, you know, Mahomes, Hunt, Kelsey, those three are just locked and loaded. And because Sammy Watkins probably isn't going to play, that makes Tariq Hill, which he's a huge up and down guy, that removes the variable of him having a donut game where he's not going to be heavily targeted or heavily used. If Sammy Watkins is out, Tyreek Hill is going to be used like crazy. So he's usually a player I stay away from on FanDuel because I don't like to gamble. But because of Sammy Watkins being out, if you look at Tyreek Hill's his worst two games this season, both came when Sammy Watkins went off. Well, that's not going to be a possibility. So, again, going back to this, Tyreek Hill is awesome this week. And then flip side, Josh Reynolds. We saw what happened last time Cooper Kupp was out. Josh Reynolds had two touchdowns. The volume isn't going to be great for him, but he's just so cheap. It's kind of hard not to put him in a few different lineups. So, Steve, are you back,
my
friend? I'm
back. I don't know what happened there, man.
Oh, it's okay, man. You went to the third dimension. I think we're in the third dimension, but whatever. So I just broke down the Kansas City and Los Angeles game based off of your notes, by the way. So thank you for doing
no
that.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, Steve, walk us through these. This is my favorite part of the week every week. The emergency value plays. You get last-minute news that, oh, my gosh, so-and-so tweaked a hammy during warm-ups or whatever. And you have about 2 minutes to replace somebody in your lineup. These are the guys that we want you to go with. So go through these real quick, Steve, and let us know what you got.
So as we've already mentioned a couple of times, Marcus Mariota, I mean, he's 7,100. Out of all the quarterbacks that are a cheaper play this week, nobody really stands out to me because, you know, I would imagine a lot of people are targeting, you know, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, so on and so forth. However, Mariota, man, 7,100, the way he's been playing the last couple of weeks, he looks healthy. That offense seems to be clicking. I really like him with his matchup this week. Kerryon Johnson, however, now everybody sees Carolina's defense and they think, okay, this is a great defense. We don't want to play anybody against him. However, they have some holes in that defense. I know Luke Kuechly is huge, and he's a big part of that. But, I mean, for example, you look at a defense like Green Bay. There are holes in it, even though they have some names there. Carolina's kind of the same way. Kerryon Johnson has played well. He did really well against Chicago, and he's been getting more and more involved with this offense as the weeks go on. So, and he's at 6,200. I would definitely be putting Kerryon Johnson not only as an emergency value play, but even in your lineups. I would look at him for tournament purposes. You know, when I, you know, came out of the third dimension there and got back involved with this episode here, I heard John mention Josh Reynolds in that game, and he's 5,000. And think about the two games that he played.
So yeah, cheap.
The two games that he played when Cooper Kupp was out, you know, you have to play him. You know, even if it's just your you know, even if it's just your fantasy leagues, you know, and he's on your roster, you know, he has excellent flex appeal. If you need somebody this week that has, you know, and you're on, there's a lot of buys this week too. So a lot of names on buys. So he's one guy to look at as well. And then at the tight end spot, this one was kind of iffy. Really, nobody really stood out to me. And even at this price, I'm not big on Jonnu Smith, but for the potential upside that he has at 5,300, I can kind of justify that for some of the other names that are around there as well. So definitely want to play him.
Yeah, tight end is a mess outside of the top three or four guys. And when, you know, you got Gronk and Kittle out, now we're down to two. If you're playing the main slate, Kelsey's out, now we're down to one. So you're either paying up for Ertz or you're gambling. That's just the reality of the position. So awesome. Great value plays there. Marcus Mariota, Kerryon Johnson, Josh Reynolds, and Jonnu Smith. Now, before we take off, we would like to do a little bit of a closing remarks. Just quick reminders of philosophy or whatever. So my closing remarks are this. Do not gamble. If you are playing DFS, don't gamble. And what I mean by that is go in and make sure that you have a way to post a positive money flow this week. You do that with 50-50s. You do that with head-to-heads. You do that by not playing against multi-entry lineups unless you are going to max out the multi-entry lineups. So if it says minimum or maximum 150 lineups, then you better be willing to play all 150 lineups. If not, stick to single entry. Stick to the players that you know perform. We're in week 11 now, and we have these game script. We have so much information out on all of these teams, and we can you can predict kind of the volume that is going to happen across positions. And if there are these huge value plays that you're wanting to take a guess at, that's fine. Do not put those guesses, like Josh Adams, for example. He is a guy that I have in one lineup only. He's not somebody that I'm going to put in all of my lineups because he's such a great value, because we could see that that is a risk. You want to minimize risk, maximize value. So do not gamble. If you have these risky plays, put them in one lineup only. But do not overload and say, well, yeah, sure, Buck Allen's going to be the guy because they're playing against the 32nd defense against running backs. That's great. Put them in one lineup, not all of your lineups. That way, one guy cannot crash your entire week. So that's my thing. Don't gamble. Be smart. Make positive money based on the bets that you choose to put in. Steve, Make us sound good, man. Let's go. Finish this out.
Well, to even piggyback off of what you just said too, you know, and this is something that I know you've talked about before. When you're making your 50-50 lineups, and you're, you know, putting yourself in a situation to get that positive cash flow, and you're looking at a lineup and you really like it, you know, go throw that in some cheaper tournaments. You know, stick to the single entry, or, you know, if there's no single entries there and you have a couple 50-50 lineups that you're comfortable in, and you go into a quarter tournament that, you know, you can have 150 entries, just drop them in there, because you never know. You know, if you have a lineup that goes off for, you know, 170 plus points, you have a really good chance at winning some decent money. So, you know, that's just another way to do it too. You know, at that point, I mean, for example, you know, I played in a qualifier. That was a quarter qualifier, quarter tournament. You know, I won that, got into a tournament, and I turned that into $150. So, you know, those type of lineups there, don't be afraid to throw them into some other stuff too, because there's always a strong possibility that you can make some more cash out of it as well.
There you go.
For sure.
I like it, man.
So
this guy knows what he talked about. He's made a lot of money this year. And if you don't know what you're doing, head over to eatsleepfantasy.com. We have our lineups. They are all up there for sale. They're $5 a week, or you can buy the rest of the year, which is only $40 for the rest of the year. We go all the way through the Super Bowl, so we still have 10 weeks, and you get a bronze membership to Eat Sleep Fantasy. So head over there, eatsleepfantasy.com. Click on that lineups button. It's the first thing you'll see. And, yeah, sign up. Let's make some money together. And we play every single lineup that's on there. So you just have to understand, we're not just putting stuff up there. We have our money in those lineups, and we have done very well this year. Come do well with us. We are in this not to get rich. We're in this to have a good time. So anyway, without further ado, thanks guys for joining us. And if you have any questions, please, we update those lineups all the way up until kickoff. And if you have questions, reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach Steve at SSPAC21 at SSPAC, is it SSPAC?
That's correct. SSPAC21.
There you go. And I am at JL_Chapman. You can reach us there. Peace.